Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. And it is Christmas Eve, so early Merry Christmas to you. We've been talking about the Lamb born in Bethlehem, the Lamb, of course, being Jesus, and how the typologies of his birth were much like a royal lamb in that he was wrapped in swaddling clothes and placed in a manger, which is exactly what the shepherds would have done with David's royal flock that was abiding in the fields near Jerusalem. It's why there's such a connection to the shepherds arriving to see baby Jesus. Well, one of the reasons why that God brings this imagery into the text is because the only way to really understand a sheep is to live as a sheep. And so by placing himself in the place of a man, he could be a follower of the Father, or he could be a sheep with a shepherd, so that he would not only be a good shepherd for us, but a good sheep as well. How could he really have compassion on our position without having went through it himself? Because he's been a shepherd, he's the most qualified. Because he's been a sheep, he's the most qualified to be the good shepherd. And I think he calls us sheep, not because, I've heard this said before, well, sheep are defenseless and dumb, and they have to have somebody take care of them, so God calls us sheep, so we'll see how much we need him. That's kind of a little bit insulting. Jesus became one of us, understands what it means to be a sheep. But I think God calls us sheep not because of our ignorance, but because of several things, one of which is he takes care of us and he shears us. We become productive in the kingdom. We provide the wool in the kingdom, and then we continue to provide it. He doesn't have to slaughter us to get our provision. And so it behooves him to take care of his sheep so that we are producers. And, of course, there's love involved in his concern for us as well. Something you might want to remember is that lamb mortality rates in the time of the New Testament were extremely high. About 30 to 40% of all of the lambs born would die. And so that number included the female lamb that was birthing the little lamb, or the female sheep that was birthing the lamb would die often as well. And so there were a lot of lambs that were, in fact, a large percentage of your flock were lambs without a mother. So the shepherds found a way to get the orphan lamb accepted. And what they would do is wash the little lamb in dead lamb's blood. So if a female sheep lost her lamb in birth, they would take the blood from that little lamb and smear it on the coat, the body of another lamb who was an orphan, and the mother lamb would accept that little baby lamb as her own. It's a fascinating study. Well, whenever the book of Revelation reveals to us Jesus, it tells us that he was as a lamb that was slain. So there's blood involved in the revelation of who Jesus is. And I think that it's us being what Revelation chapter 1 calls. In fact, let me just read it for you. Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Listen to verse 5. We are from Jesus Christ, the faithful and trustworthy, the firstborn of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, to him who ever loves us and has once loosed us from our sins by his own blood. And the reference there would be that we were those orphan lambs who have been covered by the blood of Jesus, so that we are brought into the family of God due to the death of someone on our behalf. What an amazing thing. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.